When I give a homily, I have a tendency to look on this side only, and I completely forgot the people on this on my right side. I don't mean that at all. I am an introvert, so I'm not like an extrovert that my eyes cannot like catch you all on this side. So I'm trying. Okay, I'm working on it. When I was a seminarian, we had homiletics classes, and that's how we practice a homily. And do you know that my first homily, I took off my glass and I couldn't see anyone. So I can give a homily without seeing anyone. So I'm not like extrovert. I'm not like my tendencies. I have a lot of like. So you know how the introverts people talk. They have they look down on their shoes all the time and they're looking for something all the time. And yeah, it's me. Yeah, Father Danny is an extrovert. No, introvert. Sorry. I had a wedding 2 days ago on Friday, and then after the wedding, the family invited me to join them with a wedding party around like 6 p.m. In the Colorado Boulevard. So I came and then I showed up, and then a family, so they came to me and then, "Hey, Pastor, are you alone by yourself?" And then, "Yeah, where's your wife?" And then, why you left your wife and your family home and now you just enjoy your party, huh? And then, "No, I'm not, like, I have no wife at all, but I'm a Catholic priest. I'm not like Lutheran pastor, so I'm sorry about that. So no wives for me." So, but like, it turned out really beautiful conversation with that family. I was ordained 2 years ago, and as you know that, every 2 or 3 months, we have a dinner and a meeting with the Archbishop. That is our commitment with the bishop. And then on Tuesday, I came to the Archdiocese, and so I came earlier. So I came early, and then I met. I came like 20 minutes earlier, and then I met when I parked my car. I met Cardinal Stafford. Do you know him? Yeah, so he's just so deep, like he's the most deepest like thinker ever I can tell, still alive in Denver, I guess. He's so deep, and then he walks so slow. Like I saw him, and then I, "Hey, Cardinal," and then I talked to him. But I asked him, "Hey, Cardinal, I am a young priest. Would you please tell me, or would you give me an advice that I can live for the rest of my life?" He told me this one. "Hey, Anthony, growing in love with Jesus and Holy Trinity. Growing in love with Jesus and Holy Trinity." Brother, sister, in terms of like the gospel today, Jesus tells us a story about the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, relationship between God, Himself, Jesus, and God, God the Father. Brother, sister, the question in my mind when I was ordained 2 years ago is, how can I be holy? I told God that maybe it's an ideal. But I told God, this is what I'm told God on my ordination day. I don't want to be a good priest. I want to be a holy priest. Help me, please, God. I told him that. So the question in my mind is always like, how can I be holy as a priest so that I can talk about the holiness for people? The question is, how can we be holy? Is it like possible for human beings or not? Brother and sister, holiness, how can I be holy? If you're thinking like avoiding sins is good enough for being holy, maybe you are wrong. Maybe we are wrong, like avoiding sins is good enough for being holy. Maybe we are wrong. Somehow it's like, yeah, I will avoid that sins. I will go to the church on that day, spending time an hour with God, and then I'll be holy. Brother and sister, yes and no. Yes is we are fulfilling the law, but no is I don't think that is a way of to be holy. Baltimore Catechism, yes and no. Short answers, good to go, move on in your life. Is it good enough to be holy? Yes and no. Yes, because we are fulfilling the law. But also no is like, because we are still thinking about being holy means being avoiding sins. Brother, sister, I think being holy means growing in love with Jesus and Holy Trinity. Three steps to be holy. Every single Catholic, maybe I invite you all to reflect with me today at this point. Three stages for every single soul to be holy. The first one, purgative stage. Purgative stage or step. The second, illuminative stage. And the last one, unitive stage or step. Purgative step. Purgative step means like we are avoiding sins. If you are still thinking being holy means avoiding sin, you are good but not good enough. You are still in the level of kindergarten, how to be holy. Trust me, if you are still thinking, yeah, going to the church on Sunday, an hour, and that's it, I'll be holy. Well, be careful, because I need you to move to another level. Don't stop in the level of avoiding sins, because it's still really basic. Those are for kindergartens. That is so basic. Okay, I'll avoid that sin, and I'll move on to my life. That is the very first stage of purgative step. Will help you avoid sin. But the next step will be illuminated. Illuminative stage means that when you move from purgative stage to illuminative stage, God, He will reveal to you more, either from the Gospels, either from during Mass, either during the homilies, either during like whatever the book you read, God, He will reveal you to you more, because you are in the second stage of being holy. The last stage to be holy is unitive stage. It means that living in the union between God and you. So the Cardinal Stafford, he reminded me about the idea how to be holy, growing in love for Jesus and then for Holy Trinity. And then, brother and sister, this is like my homily. The second point of Cardinal Stafford, he mentions one point that I never learned in the seminary, but I heard from him. Now I'm happy to share that with you. This is so important. I have been reflecting this point for a week already. This is the most awesome point ever I have learned right now. He told me that, hey Anthony, when you grow in love with Jesus and Holy Trinity, I want you to join them for conversation. Imagine in your life that what God the Father tells God the Son, and then what is the conversation between them? What is the conversation between God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit? What are they talking about? Because you know that God is three persons. God, one God, but three persons in God. So what are they talking all day? Anthony, I want you to jump in that conversation. In order to be holy, you need to jump in that conversation. Cardinal Stafford, he opened one idea for me that I've been reflecting for a while. Like, what are they talking about? I'm still praying. I'm still thinking. Maybe I invite you all to do that with me, either in the holy hours, maybe either during Mass today. What are they talking about? Inside of God. And then Cardinal Stafford, he indirectly told me that, hey, Anthony, do you know the conversation between God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit is all about love? And then God the Father, he tells God the Son, hey, my son, I loved you constantly. Hey, my father, I loved you. Hey, Holy Spirit, we loved you. Actively love inside of the Holy Trinity is the most awesome thing ever. That I, like in 20 minutes, we walked from here to Deacon. Like in 20 minutes, he walked so slow. Like he's so slow. Like, Cardinal, move on a little bit further. But he walked, like the way he walked, it's just like, so you know how he's 92 years old, a cardinal. He walks so slow, but his mind so sharp. Like, he reminds me about the idea that, brother, sister, being holy means being in that relationship, joining them, joining the Holy Trinity with that conversation. Are we able to do that? Yes. Why? Because you all receive the baptism. You all. When you receive the baptism, the whole Trinity dwells in your soul. Like every single soul right now in the church right now, you all receive a whole baptism. So God, your soul became the temple of the Holy Spirit. Means that the Holy Trinity, the life of God, is in your soul right now. So your duty today is activated. I know activate is the right word, not, but maybe my generation. Activate that, like the power, the superpower in your soul, in order to start that conversation between God and you, between the Holy Trinity, between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, between the love they have for each other. And then I want you to join that conversation with God the Father. And then you can tell God, God, I'm in love with you. God, Jesus, I want to be in love with you. God, the Holy Spirit, I want to be a symbol of love for my family, for the society. Isn't it like a really cool idea? Brother and sister, I never thought about that before. But now I invite you all to reflect with me, with the Cardinal Stafford. Maybe he forgot already. Maybe he completely forgot about that. Or maybe he just like indirectly mentioned that to me as a young priest when I asked him, what is the most important advice that you can give to me? And he shared that with me. It's so beautiful for me to reflect on that. And I invite you all to reflect on that. Maybe it's not like 3 points from the homily today, but the starting the conversation between you and Holy Trinity in you. Activate that power. Activate that superpowers in you. Don't forget that love. Don't forget the Holy Trinity is in you right now. That's all I have for you all this week. Holy Trinity, the most powerful, the most fundamental, the most foundational mysteries of the Catholic Church. I want you to join them, join the Holy Trinity with their conversation, and then tell me if you can. Okay, tell me if you have a conversation with God, the Holy Trinity, and what do they tell you? Tell me if you can. Maybe email me. Of course, maybe not everyone is like email me, but or just like see me. Hey, Father Anthony, I think I have this task, this idea, that's beautiful. Like, I want to share that with you so that we all can reflect together this week. Again, this is so awesome idea to me. The holy conversation between you and Holy Trinity. And then you can ask them today, God, what are you talking right now?